Well, good evening again, everybody, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you, as it is each week here, with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Oliver Lee is my name, and I'll be here for the next hour, bring you all the latest news from Ireland, as well as, you know, other bits and pieces, and plenty of good music. So hope wherever you're listening tonight, whether it's Auckland on a Wednesday night, Christchurch Saturday night, Wellington, Kapiti Coast or Sunday, any other night of the week around the world, I hope you can stay with us and enjoy the programme. Up first tonight, we've got Christy Moore, and he's going to start us off with Ordinary Men.
I've had to work for everything I own. Oh well, I never asked for a lot. I was happy with what I got, enough to keep my family and my home. Now they say the times are hard, and they've handed me my cards. They say there's not the work to go around. Oh, when the whistle blows, the gates will finally close. Tonight they're going to shut this factory down. Then they'll tear it down. I never missed a day nor went on strike for better pay. For 20 years I served them best I could. Now with a handshake and a check, it seems so easy to forget loyalty through the bad times and through good. Now the owner says he's sad to see that things have got so bad, but the captains of industry won't let him lose. He still drives a car and smokes a cigar, and still he takes his on a cruise. He'll never lose. Now it seems to me such a cruel irony. He's richer now than ever he was before. Now my check is spent, and I can't afford the rent. There's one law for the rich, one for the poor. Every day I've tried to salvage some of my pride, to find some work so's I might pay my way. But everywhere I go, the answer's always no. There's no work for anyone here today. And so condemned I stand, just an ordinary man, with thousands beside me in the queue. I watch my darling wife trying to make the best of life, what the kids are going to do. Now that we are faced with this human waste, a generation cast aside, for as long as I live, I never will forgive. You stripped me of my dignity and pride. You've stripped me bare. You've stripped me bare.
Yes, Christy Moore there, an ordinary man getting the show off to a good start tonight. And good news if you're coming up to the age of 66 in Ireland, because you'll be able to retire at that age if you want. The government today, my former colleague at the Ulster Bank, Minister for Social Protection, Heather Humphreys, announced today that the pension age will stay at 66. But if you want to work past 66, you'll get a bigger pension if you work till you're 70. And they're also going to look at the possibility of people that cannot work beyond their early 60s. So there was a recommendation that you know, the pension aid be moved up to 67 and possibly 68. And but the government has rejected that, and so that's good news for those about to retire. Good news for the organisers of the National Ploughing Championship. It's back on again down in Rathaniska in County Carlow, after not going ahead for the last 2 years due to COVID. So the minister, or the president of Ireland, who was at the funeral for Queen Elizabeth on Monday, along with Micheál Martin Taoiseach, he was down there today, and he's critical, Michael D. Higgins, of global monetization of food. So there's RTE's down there, and Anna Mae McHugh, remember interviewing her on my programme here many years ago when she was down here looking at a ploughing competition. So good news. And great weather there today, and again promised tomorrow, although a little bit of rain coming on Thursday. So great news there for all the people. Most of the people probably at Garth Brooks. I say he finished his tour of Ireland at the weekend, played to over 400,000 people, and said he'd love to come back again. And many people says, well, why wouldn't he if he's made about 15 or 20 million? There's various reports about what he made, but it was a big exercise, and no doubt everybody that went to his five shows really enjoyed them. Right, we're going to move on, and this time we're going with Dolores Keane, All the Fine Young Men. Yes, Dolores Keane there, along with Jed Donnan, and a lovely song called All Those Fine Young Men. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you to support the Hugh Green Group. But I saw a little video clip on Twitter last night of a car ramming a police car out in West Dublin on Sunday night, Monday night. But I see where the police commissioner, public order unit, ready to intervene in Cherry Orchard after the Garda vehicle was rammed. And this was videoed by many people, and there was people cheering on these guys in a stolen car. It looked horrific, and the poor policeman in a kind of a low-powered vehicle had no choice, but thankfully they managed to get out of there. I see where Prince Charles thanked the Irish people for their support after his mother died last week. Donegal nominate Niall Eskern for the position of GAA president. That position comes up. Larry McCarthy, current president, his term will finish next year. Of course, originally from Cork, but lived in New York most of his life. Picture here of Johnny Giles, his foundation to be wound down by the FAI. A lot of controversy over that. And I see here Rory McIlroy leads a classy message from the PGA Tour players to a golf journalist who's battling with cancer. And what else? A 92-year-old woman targeted in home invasion by gang posing as a Gardaí. So there are some of the headlines that are making the stories that are making the headlines in Ireland at the moment. And you're listening to Ireland Calling. And this time, we have moved into spring here. Riverdance, Bill Whelan, and Slip Into Spring. Bill Whelan there from the River Dance album and Slip Into Spring. And we moved into spring here, of course, in September, Ireland and autumn. Now, don't forget this weekend, your clocks in New Zealand will go forward by an hour. So there'll be a 12-hour time difference between Ireland and here. You're listening to Ireland Calling. I see a report here in the Cork Irish Examiner saying the rental market is dysfunctional, say property owners. There's a massive shortage of accommodation, especially for students. I was listening to a young girl on RT Radio the other day. She's got into do medicine in University College Galway. And University College Galway have places for 6,000 first-year students, but they've only got accommodation on the university campus for 1,100. And she had missed out on three of four ballots to find accommodation. And unless she found accommodation last week, she wasn't sure whether she could start her course to study medicine at NUIG in Galway. It's even worse in Cork and in Dublin. I heard student union leaders discussing it on RTE radio. So it's a terrible strain. You've worked very hard to get good results in your Leaving Cert. Then you get offered a place in the university, which is another major hurdle to get through. And then you can't find accommodation. And of course, with digs, it's not that simple, because with digs, you have to, she was saying, go home, if not every weekend, every second weekend. They only run from Monday to Friday. And with the course that she's doing, she had to stay and work over weekends. So the government are trying their best. They're saying they're building more properties than they ever built before. But when you think back of all the properties that were built in the wrong places during the Celtic Tiger years, instead of being built in the major centres and properly built houses, this is the situation that's in Ireland at the moment. Pretty bad. Right, we'll go this time. The Night Visiting Song from Luke Kelly and the Dubliners.
into the arms I love the most.
Yes, the Dubliners with Luke Kelly there, and the night visiting song. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. And if you missed the start of the programme, the National Ploughing Championships got off today at Rathaniska down there in County Carlow. First time in 3 years that the Ploughing Championships is able to take place as a result of the COVID crisis over the last few years. I see where Michael Ryan, Irishman based with the World Health Organization in Geneva, he said today that the pandemic is not gone away either. Urgent people to still be cautious about the vaccine, of course, about the virus. Garrett Brooks played 5 concerts. He said he could have sold out another 2 or 3. Anyway, that's good. People says, right, time to move on. He did leave very quickly after his final concert on Sunday, and or maybe he left on Monday, but he travelled a bit around the country. He went down to Wicklow and he went down to Dingle. I think he was in Adair Manor as well, and he said all the right things when he was there. Of course, big emphasis on Irish agriculture at the Ploughing Championships, and of course Irish agriculture has been in the news over the last couple of months because their target to hit 30% or reduce emissions by up to 30% to meet Ireland's climate change target, that basically had to be renegotiated, and they brought it back to 26%, mainly like here in New Zealand. The methane issue with the increased number of cows. And of course, Ireland, like the rest of Europe, is still in a precarious situation over power supply. And I see where the ESB in Ireland, which is obviously the main generator of electricity in Ireland, it's made huge profits. It is a state-owned enterprise that does pay a dividend to the government, but that dividend is now likely going to increase significantly as a result of what's happening with the power supply, and many other secondary power companies are pulling out of Ireland because they just can't afford to stay in the market and offer the discounts that they were doing. So some challenging times ahead for the Irish people, and indeed people in Europe, all over this developing situation in Ukraine. Of course, Ireland now has 50,000 refugees from Ukraine in the country, although I see a story today where a number of them are going back home and thanked Ireland very much for helping them over the last 7 months. But the situation there certainly not improving, and I see Russia announcing that it's going to hold sham referendums in some of the occupied territories to basically say now these territories are part of Russia, which could escalate the war big time. We'll move on, and this time we'll go with Solid Ground, Dolores Keane.
children. It's the land you cannot own, the land owns you. It's the land, it is our wisdom. It's the land that shines us through. It's the land that feeds our children. It's the land you cannot own, the land owns you.
We'll be right back.
That was a song called Haunted there by Shane McGowan and the Popes, including Sinead O'Connor in there. And before that, we had Solid Ground by Dolores Kane. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you by the support of the Hugh Green Group. Wherever you're listening tonight, hope you're enjoying the programme. On the sports front last weekend, the Interprovincials started. And not a great start for some of the Irish teams, with Connacht losing to Ulster, Munster losing to Scarlets, and Leinster were very lucky to beat, I think, Zabrze in their opening match. So it's certainly obviously early part of the season yet, with a lot of the players that played in the victorious Irish team that were down here not coming back to play until I think maybe some of them come back in over the next week or two. Many tributes played to the great Welsh number 8 and broadcaster Eddie Butler, who passed away last weekend, only 65. He was on a fundraising trek in Peru in South America. The club championships are moving on, you know, with the many games being played at the moment. And I see here that Star grabs the attention. Paul Mannion and Jack McCaffrey are there set to rejoin Desi Farrell's panel for the 23 season. And it looks like that kids mostly wearing tops emblazoned with the crest of Kilmacud Crokes, but also some sporting Dublin jerseys, and even one young boy in a Meath hoodie, persuaded by a parent, still clinging to Halicon days, would be a strong look at Parnell Park. So they were all there to see some of the big stars last weekend, including Galway's Shane Walsh. Shane Walsh made his Galway senior debut and 13, and yet it feels he's become an overnight success, which is strange for a player whose flair and superhero skill set have for years anointed him as the perfect icon for kids to worship. So that's all. Obviously, Shane moved from my parish in the west of Ireland, Kilcairn, Clonburn, to play with Dublin club Kilmacud Crokes, as the travelling down to Galway was, too much. So his team will now face Thomas Davis in the semi-finals, while Ballyboden will play Nafina, who defeated Whitehall Colum Kill. So obviously this time every year, last Sunday in September, for many years we would have been preparing for the All-Ireland football final, but the change in the plan to play the championship matches early in the year, with the finals being played in July, has given a better chance to the individual clubs to be able to play out their county championships in decent weather, whereas in years gone by you'd be playing, you know, county final in late October, early November, with poor weather conditions. Right, we'll bang on again with another piece of music here. At this time, I think we're going with Lumiere and The West's Awake.
Sound.
Lumiere there, along with Damien Dimsey and their version of The West's Awake. I hope you're still awake. You're listening to Ireland Calling. We've got another 20 minutes to go before the end of this week's programme. And I see on Monday night, the Restaurant of the Year in Ireland, Irish Restaurants Awards, were announced. And the Restaurant of the Year is a restaurant in Parnell Square in Dublin. And it was awarded 2 Michelin stars earlier this year, and it's called Chapter One. And the restaurant in Parnell Square has been in the headlines for all the right reasons since it's reopened just a year ago, with the Finnish chef Mikael Viljaninen taking over as chef patron from Ross Luce. The pair now co-own it. So the Michelin Guide cited the move as the most exciting development in Dublin's restaurant scene in years, when it awarded Chapter One 2 Michelin stars in February this year, citing its sophisticated, confidently delivered dishes. And in a review on the Irish Times this year, it gave it 10 out of 10 for a faultless lunch. So there you go. If you're a few bob and you want to book into Chapter One, sometime there's a couple of pictures of it here in the Irish Times. It looks pretty good. And the Deed Restaurant, D-Day Restaurant, down in Baltimore and Cork, the chef down there, Ahmed Deed, he's the patron of that particular restaurant, called after him, was named the best chef in Ireland, and it also got a Michelin star for its efforts in the industry in 2021. So the Irish Restaurant Awards, which are awarded by the Restaurant Association of Ireland, are now in their 13th year. So, and then the local food hero is Bread 41 in Dublin. Best Sustainable Practices, Grow HQ in Waterford. And these are all the different awards. And so there you go. They're all there up on the Irish Times website, if you've got a link to the Irish Times. And so good news there for those people involved with those restaurants. They've come through tough times, as have the restaurant industry here in New Zealand, as a result of the huge lockdown over COVID. But thankfully, that's mostly behind us. But as I said earlier, Michael Ryan, one of the chief medical officers with the World Health Organization, said we've got to keep on our guard, because the pandemic is still hovering around. And I know the numbers are very, very low here. We've lifted most, pretty much all our restrictions in New Zealand here 2 weeks ago. Right, we'll move on and swing into another bit of music here. And we'll go with Plankstein, The Cliffs of Dunedin.
sky. My name is Michael Gotten. From Ballina I came, and I saw my people suffering, and swore to break the chain. I raised the flag in England, prepared to fight or die. Far away from Mayo, happy meet an Irish guy.
Yes, that's the Dublin City Ramblers and Take Me Home to Mayo. And before that, we had Planxty with the Cliffs of Dunaan. And if you're still with us, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Now, speaking of Mayo, Mayo was the centre of attention over the weekend, because on Saturday night, a man who was walking with a female companion near Downpatrick Head in North Mayo was swept into a cave. His female companion was rescued by a couple of kayakers, but he was washed into the cave and managed to stay safe on a ledge in the cave for almost 21 hours until he was rescued on Monday afternoon. And a huge operation coordinated by local police, Royal Navy, the Royal Life Guards, and the Coast Guards, and many locals. It was a team effort, but thankfully the man in his early 40s was taken from the cave on Sunday afternoon and airlifted in the Ballyglass, or airlifted in the helicopter, the Coast Guard helicopter, to Sligo. They were assisted by the Ballyglass Royal Navy lifeboat. So a wonderful result there. It had probably lit bits of memories. In fact, I watched that story about the 13 Thai young boys that were trapped in that cave for almost maybe more than 3 weeks, three, 4 years ago. It was on Netflix. I know the good news, if you're from Mayo, you've now got a new management team in place to hopefully steer Mayo onto All-Ireland success. There was lots of stories going around since the Queen died, how she's been around for, I think, well, the two wars, a number of other wars, a number of other historic events happening in the world. But since she came to the throne, she hasn't seen Mayo win an All-Ireland final. So anyway, the Mayo team, headed up by former Mayo player Kevin McStay. Currently, he was involved with Roscommon for a while, and more recently, the last few years, as a commentator on the Sunday game and broadcasting. But he's put together a team of people, including former Mayo coach Stephen Rockford. I think he's got about 12, 13 people, with a few more to add. So his team of officials will almost be as good as his Mayo panel. But it's a four-year deal, and there's obviously targets to be met, I suppose, for him to keep his job. But he told a good story the other day when he was announced last week as the man to hopefully lead Mayo to the Holy Grail. Right, we'll go this time with Big Tom and the great GNR steam train.
In my childhood days in Blaney, when I saw my first steam train, he was standing at the station with her smokestack black and tall. And she left for Enniskillen, heading on the Donegal. The first time that I rode this train, oh, how my poor heart fled. I was just another emigrant on my way to Ballyhead. I was leaving home seek fortune and fame, so I left Castleblaney upon the GNR steam train. Farmers working in the fields, they always knew the time, as I listened to her whistle as she thundered down the line. She took many folk away from home and brought them back again, but now she's gone forever, that GNR steam train. Carried freight and livestock from factories and from fairs. She also took the pilgrims to Loughdare to say the prayers. Going to an Ulster finding, she was really loaded down as she steamed away through Ballybay to the game of Clonus town. My Taylor's Tunnel lives no more and the footbridge is now gone. There's a row of red brick houses where the railway gates once roam. There are many men in Blaney who wish they were kids again. You could flirt in court and lose your heart on the GNR steam train. The farmers working in the fields, they always knew the time, as I listened to her whistle as she thundered down the line. She took many folk away from home and brought them back again. But now she's gone forever, that GNR steam train. And on her final journey, she was shunted to the side. The people mourned her passing like a dear friend who had died. I saw big men broken-hearted, their tears that fell like rain, when they said goodbye forever to the GNR steam train. So Boxcar, blow your whistle and imitate your train. GNR or Western Union, to me they're both the same. They are now a part of history, but the memories remain. How I'd like to stop and listen to the whistle of a train. As she thundered down the line, she took many folk away from home and brought them back again. But now she's gone forever, that GNR steam train.
Big Tom there, and that's almost taken us to the end of another edition of Ireland Calling. We'll go out tonight with the Chieftains and the Masons, April. But I want to thank the Hugh Green Group for their continued support, and thank you for tuning in. I'll be back again next week, and don't forget to put them clocks forward this weekend here in New Zealand, and there'll be that 12-hour difference between here and home. Good night, goodbye, and God bless.
never miss your favourite shows.